everybody. So we are so excited today. This is the Hallmarkies podcast, and we are here to talk about week 8 of Hallmark Christmas movies 2018 season. I can't even believe we're near the finish line. Almost got there. It's very exciting. And I'm Rachel, and today we have a very special guest with me. We have Ashley from Hallmark Movie Lover here to talk with us about these movies.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you for coming on. Why don't you introduce us, introduce our audience to yourself, and what is the you love about Hallmark movies?
Yeah, absolutely. So like Rachel said, I'm Ashley, and what I have been doing the last several months is I've been really into Hallmark movies. So I've noticed that a lot of people have been doing podcasts. So I'm like, okay, I'm not really comfortable with doing a podcast every week. So I just kind of like review and mainly just blog. Just give my thoughts out there, and yeah.
Yeah.
So what I love about it though is they're just clean, they're cheesy, and it's just a good go-to just to kind of wake, just sit back, relax, and have some fun. I love it.
Have you always been a fan or just recent convert?
Probably the last 4 years. I would say it's 2014 is when I've been really getting into like the Hallmark movies. It started out with like the Christmas ones, and then I started catching some more, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I love everything. The fall ones, the spring ones, the Valentine.
Yeah. What are some of your favorites that you just love?
Ooh, okay. Well, Christmas wise, it has to be Christmas Getaway. Let's see. The Nine Lives of Christmas. Absolutely love Matchmaker Santa. Lacey Chabert is so cute in that movie.
Yeah. That and one's a great one.
Non-Christmas, I love A Country Wedding. Since I've seen that one.
You have what in that one?
I've like watched it so many times. I've how many times I've seen it.
Yeah, it is so good. It is so swoon-worthy. I love it. And I think the dialogue is actually pretty good. And that scene when they're dancing.
Oh my goodness. I love it. Like, I love Autumn Reeser and like every Hallmark thing she does. She is so, so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. She can save a pretty bad movie, because I kind of thought that that's the barbecue one, Seasons for Love or whatever, was kind of terrible. But
thank goodness
Mark Lucas saved that movie, I think. Made it work.
I agree.
It was not good.
Yeah. And I kind of feel that way about the Thanksgiving one. Like, what was it? Love at Thanksgiving? The parade.
Yeah, I love that one. That's one of my favorites.
Like, the movie.
I love Antonio Cupo.
Yes, he's adorable. Like, the storyline of that wasn't the greatest, but like those two together, it made it a really cute movie.
But that one, it has elements that you would probably never see in a Hallmark movie now. I think it's, what's that, like 2012 or 13 or something?
Yeah, it was earlier. I think it was 2012.
Yeah, because she gets drunk. Like, they get locked outside on that roof all night. Like, there's certain elements you would never see that now, which is a shame, I think.
Exactly.
So, what are you going to do? Those are some really, really good choices as favorites. I'm really hopeful because, Christmas Getaway was very solid. And I also loved Rocky Mountain Christmas. And that was, they were both the same weekend. And I hope that is, because I really felt like last year they ended very strong.
Yes.
I mean, those were two of definitely the best of the, they had Christmas Encore that weekend too, which was not great. But the rest were, those two were really excellent. So I'm kind of hoping that they're going to end, they've kind of been saving, like maybe Christmas Grand Valley, they keep moving and moving and moving because it's like super great. Let's hope.
I'm hoping, because I have not been impressed with the lineup this year.
I do think that Lifetime has completely slaughtered them as far as movies this year. I know that might be traitorous to say, but it's been up and down. There's certainly been ones I've enjoyed, but the ones that I've really loved and gotten really excited about, for the most part, have been on Lifetime.
And we watched one on Lifetime. Which one was it? Christmas Contract. They had, like,
that was really good.
Like the One Tree Hill characters. Because I was a huge One Tree Hill fan, so that was like my favorite one.
Yeah. Well, you've got to watch Christmas Perfection. I'm obsessed with it. Because it was so good, and it was really clever and really written and really funny. And then I also, this weekend, they had Christmas Pen Pals. Oh,
really good.
It was so good. I loved it. I loved every single character.
Who was in that one?
It has Sarah Drew, Niall Mader, Michael Gross is her dad. He was great. This spoiler for our non-Hallmark podcast that we'll do. That should come up on Saturday, me and Amy. We'll talk about it, but yes, Christmas Pun Bells.
That has got to be good, because so I love
Josh Panton is in it. He's great. Yeah. Oh, he's so sexy, and this is probably his most sexy movie. He's so good. So good. Anyway, but that's Lifetime. Well, let's dive into this week's movies. So our first movie is Entertaining Christmas, and this stars Jodie Sweetin and Brendan Fair, and it's about Candace, daughter of a homemaking media mogul, responds to a request by a little girl to help welcome her father home from the military. When his plane gets delayed, she stays 4 more days, but it becomes increasingly harder for her to pretend to be good at cooking, sewing, and other skills her mother excels at, especially when local reporter John starts investigating. They get to know each other and fall in love, and her mother arrives just in time for Candace to be honest and to tell the world she can run the company in her own way. There you go. So that's our plot. Have you ever seen the Christmas classic, Christmas in Connecticut?
I have not.
Okay, I'm going to sign you. You need to see it, because it's, I think all Hallmarkies should see it, because it was like the forebearer to all things that we enjoy now. It was made in 1945, and oh, wow. It has a very similar premise to this movie. It's about this woman who is pretending to be a lifestyle guru, right? And giving all this advice about how to take care of kids and how to whatever, how to cook the perfect meal, how to do this, all this stuff. But she's like, in reality, is this single woman who lives in an apartment in New York and has no idea how to do any of this stuff. But her column is very popular. Well, they get a request from a man in the military coming home, wants the perfect Christmas. He's like this war hero. So they set up this whole charade in Connecticut and pretending for her to be this perfect person, and she's supposedly engaged, or she's supposedly married to this guy that she's kind of engaged to. And one of the really funny gags is there's various women who work for the local factory who bring her their babies. And so like one day she'll have a girl baby, one day she'll have a boy baby. And like the soldier's like, what is going on here? And it gets really crazy, really funny. It's a very good movie.
I'm going to check that out for sure.
And that was definitely, I don't know if they were conscientiously thinking about that when they wrote this movie. I should have asked Marcy Holland, the writer, about that, but it was definitely very similar. You've got this, in this case, it's the reporter who's trying to figure out the women, you know, trying to pretend to be this perfect homemaker and everything like that. So what was your overall thoughts about this movie?
Overall thoughts. I just found most of the movie to be really boring. I just didn't feel like there was chemistry between our two leads. Like, the romance between them, I just felt like it just kind of like came out of nowhere. I mean, like, I don't know. I didn't really like it. Mm-hmm. I love Jodie though. She did amazing. Brendan, who I usually am a fan of because I love him in A Christmas Kiss. I loved him in Roswell. I just was not a fan of him in this movie. The little girl was cute.
Yeah, the little girl was cute. I wasn't super high on this movie. I have some of the same problems you did. I do think that Jodie Sweetin was really good in it. I think she kind of made, it was just kind of like Finding Santa. Well, Finding Santa, I thought the script was what really made it great, because it was, I thought Julie Sherman Wolf is just so funny.
I thought that one was really cute. Like when I read the description, like, this sounds ridiculous. And then I watched it.
It was ridiculous, but the script
was better than I thought it was going to be. And Eric Winter is gorgeous.
Yeah, the script was terrible. I mean, the plot was terrible, but the script was great.
Yes.
Because it was so funny, and she did a great job. And Jodie did a great job with that as well, elevating. And I think she did a good job elevating this as well. But I don't know. In the end, I did feel like it was kind of boring, and I didn't think that, whereas everything in Christmas in Connecticut kind of makes sense. Like it follows logic, you know, that she's going to pretend to do this, and then she's going to do this, and then, oh, here's the lady with the baby. So like, even as madcap and crazy as it is, like it makes sense what she's trying to do. But in this case, it didn't really make sense. Why would she just not say, hey, I came to profile you in the magazine. I'm not as good a cook as my mom. Boom. You nailed it. Like, that's it. Have a conversation. Like, and the idea that I really felt like they should have made Brendan Fair's character something more modern. The idea of this sort of like old school, like, I don't know, newspaper office where they're following this woman that's helping this little girl for 4 days, you know, it's just not, that's like, what is this, 1955? Like, that's not something that happens. I think if they had made him like a blogger, that would have been more believable.
Like, that would have been great. I would have liked that.
Because the idea that he's like reporting on this, like, and taking notes, and it was just too much.
So did everyone just like assume? I never really understood that. Did they just assume that she knew how to cook, that she knew how to sew?
Her mom, and she's like trying to impress the board and everything like that. But I think it would equally impress the board if she was like, hey, I'm not that great at all this stuff, but I can still make it a really fun party, and I'm great at planning things, and let's like get some catering, or you know what I mean? Like, if she made it work.
Sure.
Like, I can't imagine anyone being like, ugh, you came all the way out here and you didn't make the gingerbread pancakes, which I have a problem with that scene we're going to talk about. But I don't know. I just felt like it was illogical that she was making this up, and it was illogical that he was following her, and like, this was a big scoop. You know, like, you're like, right. Yeah.
Exactly.
The big scoop is that she's helping a girl whose father's coming over the military. How dare she? What a horrible person.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, what did you think of Mrs. Devers at the hotel?
At first, I was like, I don't know. I honestly, I'm trying to even like remember what her character was like. I'm not going to lie, there were several scenes where I really just kind of like spaced out. And I wanted to go back and rewatch it. That way I had more to talk about for this. But from what I remember, I really liked her. I think for the most part.
Okay. Have you ever seen The Visit and Night Shyamalan? Not a great movie, but have you ever seen it?
Yes. Yes.
I thought that she seemed like the grandma in The Visit. It was so, like, she belonged in a horror movie to me. Like, especially that scene where they have the almost kiss, and she's like, excuse me? I'm like, what? People aren't allowed to kiss in your hotel? What is this? Like, why would you stop that? Like,
popped up out of nowhere.
Like, she's like an adult. She can kiss in your hotel. Exactly. It's not like she's your 16-year-old daughter that you're like, excuse me? You're like, what?
Oh, man.
I thought that was so funny. I was dying. I was like, she's that really, really leering and really odd woman, I thought. Waiting for her to, like, you know, like in The Visit, crawl underneath the floorboards or whatever.
Oh, Rachel. Yeah.
That's what I thought of. So sometimes I entertain myself while I'm watching these movies. I think about things like, oh, she's going to like kill everybody in the movie. And that would be very crazy. That'd be very exciting. But yeah, so I didn't like Mrs. Devers. And then the mayor, what do you think of the mayor? She was definitely over eager.
I'm getting like all these like mixed up. Was she the one with the short little bob, or was that like?
Yeah, she was on the short little bob. No, Mrs. Devers was like the old lady with the gray hair and the ponytail that would like ran the hotel.
Right. Yeah.
And that's when she comes in when they're about to kiss, and she's like, excuse me, what are you doing here? I'm like, what? The mayor had like brown hair, bob, and she was very, very excited to have her be the leader in all these events. And it's like, to me, I think, if it's only 4 days before Christmas, when you have all this stuff figured out, you need to have a judge for your gingerbread contest. Like, I would. Yeah, I have that.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Set up. I mean, this is not, I don't know, it was very funny. So the scene where she has to make her assistant was amazing. Amazing.
She was probably one of my favorite characters. Like,
yeah, she was really good. Yeah, and so the scene where they have to make pancakes, first of all, why do they have pancakes at a cocktail party in New York City? Like, they just had this, like, plate of pancakes. I'm like, what? Like, I can see, I mean, they were big. You're going to walk around a cocktail party holding a giant pancake? Already, I was, like, not feeling the pancakes. But then they have waffles right there, like plates and plates and plates of waffles.
Yes.
So like, well, let's make pancakes. I'm like, what's going on? I don't know. That was so funny to me. I'm like, you're wasting perfectly good waffles. And why Jodie Sweet's character wanted to just say, no, I don't want to make the pancakes because we literally have waffles that are hot right here.
Exactly. Yeah, I wish she had, like, spoke up a little bit more on some of these scenes. Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, for sure.
I was like,
thank goodness for her assistant.
I mean, I guess they're just not team waffles. You know, some people don't like waffles, but I like waffles. But then he didn't like
person. I like pancakes.
You're a pancake. Yeah. But if you didn't like waffles, why would you have just made pancakes to begin with? It's the same batter.
Exactly.
So I it's just hilarious. That was hilarious to me. And I loved her assistant when her assistant says, she's talking about the guy and about Brendan Fair's John, I guess. And her sister says, because you want to lose yourself in his eyes and never find your way out. That was fun. That was fun.
I liked her. She was a great character. She helped make this movie a little bit more.
Yeah. The other thing I wish I could ask Marcy Holland about is this whole tradition of the Austrian cherry blossom. I Googled.
Did you not find, like, anything?
I found nothing. Nothing about an Austrian cherry blossom tradition. So I think this is false. And so I want to talk to Marcy. Send us your research. I found nothing about, the only thing I could find about traditions with cherry blossoms was in Japan.
I've never heard of anything like that.
I was like, they're telling us lies in our Hallmark movie. It was so funny to me. I was just like, I've never heard of this tradition in my whole life. But I don't know. So the other thing that I think I finally hit indoor garland overload in this movie. Like, they have been going crazy this season, where literally every piece of molding in every house is covered with garland. I don't know anybody that does that. Like, it's just, there was one shot where she was like in a, there was sort of, she was looking out at the room, and so you could see sort of like a couple different entryways or whatever, and there were like four levels of garland. It was like she was looking into a mirror or something. It goes on to infinity. There's no end to the car.
It's a bit excessive.
Yeah, and like, people will have, in these movies, they have lighting and garland and lights over all the kitchen cabinets, and usually some kind of wreath on each individual cabinet drawer.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I know, like, during all these movies, like, yeah, you said, like, every room almost is, like, decorated. I'm like, is that, like, a normal thing? Because, like, here in our house, like, we have, like, our tree and a couple little things here and there. But
like a normal human who like lives your life. I can't even imagine how long that would take. I mean, I understand people that have like very elaborate outside decor.
Right.
You know, and certainly having a garland down the banister, that's acceptable.
Yes.
I can deal with that. Or like a, you know, or anything outside, you can get crazy because people driving by, you know, a lot of times neighborhoods do the whole thing. That's really fun. But I can't imagine there's anybody outside of Hallmark world that literally has garland along the kitchen cabinets and along every doorway. And it's just, I mean, I know they're trying to get just as much Christmas in these movies as they can, but there's just a point where I've reached overload, garland, indoor garland overload. Yes. This movie was my limit. Anyway, but I don't know. What did you think about Jodie Sweetin and Brendan Fair's chemistry in the movie?
I felt like they had zero chemistry. Like, I don't know. Like, when we're talking about Finding Santa, I thought she had way more chemistry last year with Eric Winter. Mm-hmm. It just felt more like a friendship type relationship rather than like a romantic type. I just didn't feel like there was anything really there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know. It just wasn't working. And I don't really necessarily think it was their fault. I think it was just the characters and the way they had them kind of the different situations. It just wasn't, I just didn't build that chemistry that you want. And maybe sometimes it's just intangible, but I just wasn't feeling it. And so, I mean, but I like in A Christmas Kiss, like that, they have immediate chemistry for sure. Immediate chemistry. Otherwise, if they didn't have chemistry, you'd be totally weirded out by him. But they do, so it works. But this one, I don't know. It just wasn't
in it. Little date or whatever that was. That whole scene was awkward to me. Like, what did they really do? Like, he's like, okay, I'm gonna pick you up at like 8. Then like you see them like walking, and then they go. Didn't they like go watch a tree? And then like he brings her home. So like, what did they really do?
Yeah, I don't even remember.
She was like all fancy and everything, and like I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just found it weird.
Yeah, it didn't really work. So it's too bad, but. Oh, well, keep coming back. Do another one. Try again. Sometimes it takes a couple tries. But I mean, I definitely, there's going to be sometime this year, probably in spring, there's another movie with Jodie Sweetin called Love Under the Rainbow that's been made. That was like finished shooting in like March or April this year. Yeah. And so, but I'm actually looking forward to that because I like her. I do. I think she's really fun. So it just, just didn't quite work for me. But how many crowns would you give this 1 out of 5?
I would 1 out of 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I will give it 2.25. But I didn't want to die watching it, but it was not great. So, okay. All right. The next one we're going to talk about, Northern Lights of Christmas. This one is based on the book by Terry Wilson, who is such a sweet lady. She's the best.
She did Unleash Mr. Darcy, right?
Yes, she did. Where do you stand on that?
You like it? Love it. It's like my top 5 favorite.
It's a fun one. I like it. Amber doesn't like it, but she's not here. So, but anyway, okay. So in Northern Lights of Christmas, pilot Zoe finds out her uncle has died and left her his house in Alaska. This allows her to sell the property and buy the airplane of her dreams. However, once she gets there, she finds all kinds of trouble, including a handsome ranch hand who is angry at her plans to sell. As they get to know each other, they fall in love, and she falls in love with small Alaskan town. So there you go. So this was an interesting experience watching this movie because for about the first at least 30 minutes, I was not feeling it. I was bored. I really disliked him for a long time. And I know that it's so hard because they're trying to create this dynamic of they hate each other first, but then they really actually made for each other, you know, that so many romantic comedies try to do. And it's such a tricky thing because you have to kind of make the switch to liking each other at just the right time, or otherwise the person. And also, I think the reasons for disliking the person have to be sort of, they have to make some sense, you know, like the person ruined something that they love, or the person, whereas I felt like in this case, he was just being a jerk. Like, what is his problem? You know? And I would think, especially when she tells him that it's been her dream, and the reason why her uncle gave her the house was she could sell it so she could get her plane. Like, that's a valid, that's not just her being some awful city lady coming in and selling it. Like, that's a touching thing. That's the whole reason he gave it to her. And so I would think that you would be a normal human being and, like, not be so rude. And I don't know, he was a lot to me at the beginning. I was like,
I agree. I have, like, the same thing written down here. Like, it started off really slow. It was probably about halfway through. Then I'm like, okay, this movie's not too bad. And I really started to like it about halfway through.
Yeah, that's exactly my experience. And Ashley Williams, I joked on Twitter, I said her back must hurt for carrying this movie because she carried this movie. I don't know. She was so charming.
I love her.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I liked that, because a lot of times in these kind of movies, somebody will die, but it's been kind of, there's sort of like a distance between it. Like, for instance, Love on Safari this summer, that kind of a thing. Like, she hadn't really seen him in a while. She had sweet memories. But, like, I thought that when she's talking about, oh, I would rather have Gus here instead of my airplane, I thought that, like, I thought that was pretty, like, touching and sweet and more emotional than we typically are allowed to feel.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. She did a really good job. I know she was just, and I'm not, like, I'm normally a fan of hers, but not always, because I really didn't like Love on the Limb.
I haven't seen that one. I liked her in October Kiss. Like, she's so fun. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, I would love to have a nanny like that. Like, that's my job. Like, I am a nanny. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like, my goal is to be like you, Poppy. I would love it.
She was so great in October Kiss. I completely agree. And, you know, I really liked her on How I Met Your Mother. I just didn't like Love on a Limb. I was on the side of the corporate people who wanted to remove the tree. I'm a fan. But anyway, but she really worked for me in this movie. She was so just sweet and lovely and made you smile. And how could anybody not fall in love with her in this movie? I don't.
She was great.
I don't know. She was great. And I'm not sure when kind of I warmed up to Corey Sevier, his character Alec, but there was sort of a switch when, I don't know, he just started being nice. I was like, okay, I'm okay. And I kind of liked, I felt like it was a little bit different because I've seen so many movies and where even in Alaska on Lifetime, there was one this year called My Christmas Inn, a kind of similar thing. Girl goes up to Alaska. Her aunt gave her this property. She owns an inn. So there's this inn. Very similar, very similar. But I thought that the wrinkle of having her have this dream of being a pilot was a little new and a little bit kind of fresh. I don't think I've ever seen that career or that story kind of play out that way.
Yeah. I can't think of anything that's similar to that.
Last year there was Christmas Connection, which I didn't like, but
with Brooke.
And she was a flight attendant.
Yep.
That's probably as close as we've ever gotten. But anyway, I thought that, you know what? I think the scene where it really turned me around to this movie was when they light all the trees outside. That scene was great.
That scene. Yep.
It looked so beautiful, those trees. The way they had them lit up was kind of like, you could tell they got the lights like really deep into the tree. And I don't know, they looked so, with the snow and everything, it looked so pretty.
Definitely.
That scene was really Christmas magic. It really worked for me. And what did you think of the reindeers in Love?
Oh my gosh, I actually wrote about them. I thought they were just the cutest things. Like, I seriously would love to have a pet reindeer. Those eyes that just kept looking at you, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, you are way too cute.
I know, it's like we need the animated film about the reindeer who goes boxes, because they said there was like it was like miles to the strip.
Yeah, like the strip there.
Yeah, he's walking like miles over repeatedly to get to his love.
Oh my gosh, it's so cute.
Yeah, it was really cute. I like that. That was fun. And so I also really liked the whole scene with the dance, that red dress and the weird cape, but I liked it. Weird. That was, I liked that whole scene. That was good.
That was a good one. I loved everything about that town. Like the ranch was just beautiful. Like this little town itself, like the little cafe with all the people. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I really did end up enjoying this movie.
That was cute. Yeah. The other thing I thought was a little strange was, why did they keep showing her credit card like that? Just to prove that she really wanted a plane? It was so odd. I've never seen, they had like four, like, and it wasn't like it said Capital One or, you know what I mean? Like some kind of product placement. It was just like a credit card with a plane on it. I'm like, why did they keep showing this? That was weird.
And there's so many scenes. Like how many times did she show up to this hardware store? She's like, yep, pulls it out.
Here's the credit card. Like, I don't know. That was really odd. I kept looking. Am I missing the product placement? Because I kept looking for some kind of logo, or was it like a Visa promo? I couldn't see anything. No. So I was like, they just like this credit card. It was funny to me. But yeah, I don't know. In the end, it just ended up working. And so she ends up deciding that she wants to stay in the town. We all know that. Of course, she's going to make that decision. But I did like that she is still planning on doing her career. First, she's like, oh, I'm going to go. It's like 4 hours or something like that. So that
yeah, it was like a little bit of a drive. And then, yeah.
Yeah, and then she ends up getting the plane from those other people. And so, and getting the new job. And so I liked it. I liked the resolution. She's not just abandoning everything for a man, which I hate.
Oh, me too.
But then the movie really won me over, because I'm a big, I like, you got to have a good final kiss.
An epic final kiss. That was, yes.
That was one of the best of the year, for sure. That final kiss was so good. I'm going to stay here. I'm staying in Moreland or whatever it was called. And he just goes for it. I was like, yes. Woo-hoo! It was so good. I loved it.
He's so attractive. I don't know. Like, have you seen, what's that other one with him? It's not a Hallmark one. A Star for Christmas. It has the chick who plays in Once Upon a Holiday. She plays in like Step Up 2 and all that too. I know they aired it on like,
oh yeah, I have seen it.
It's a super cheesy movie, but like, I like him so much more in this one, but he's so cute.
Yeah, he was very attractive. And I don't know, that was such a great kiss. I loved it. That raised it up at least half a point for sure. It was so good. And so, oh yeah, I don't know. So in the end, the movie won me over. I ended up liking it. I had a good time. And so I forgot to say my ranking for Entertaining Christmas. We've seen at this point 87 movies this year from Hallmark. And my ranking for Entertaining Christmas, I have at 70.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then for Northern Lights of Christmas, I have it at 36. But I'm going to give it 3.25 crowns.
I'm going to give it a 3.
Yeah, that's a good score. Very good. Okay, good. All right. Then next we had A Gingerbread Romance. This stars Tia Mowry Hardick and Dwayne Henry. And the story is Taylor, an architect, and Adam, a baker, reluctantly join forces to enter a life-size gingerbread house contest. Adam has a daughter, and as they work, they get to know each other, as the whole family, and then she gets offered to work in Paris. She must decide whether she's going to stay or she's going to take the offer. Of course, she decides to stay and start this new relationship, and there you go. And it also stars Melissa Peterman as her boss, which I was so excited.
She's one of my favorite ladies on screen. Yes. She's amazing. Agreed.
Yeah, I love her. I mean, I was a huge Reba fan. I actually own every season on DVD. I think it is a
I never really got into that one, but I've loved her in Baby Daddy. My gosh.
It's basically the same character. So if you liked her in Baby Daddy, you'll like her in Reba. So very similar kind of character. She's the best. Oh, she's so funny. And I was so excited when I saw that she was going to be in a Hallmark movie. So being more Hallmark movies was
definitely. And I would love to have seen her have a little bit more like screen time.
To do. Yeah. Well, and she even said she's a huge fan. She's like, this is a dream of mine to be in a Hallmark movie. She loves Hallmark Christmas movies. And so that was really, really fun to see. So yay. And you know, it's interesting because we had on Lifetime that Christmas Inn that I was telling you about. Mm-hmm. That was with Tia Mowry Hardik. And so it was interesting to kind of compare the two movies that she did. And she's like a trooper, man. She's amazing because she just had a baby in May and she shot two of these movies since then. I think and recovered and had, that's a lot. That's pretty impressive, I think.
That is, yeah, I know. I was reading on IMDb and like during, yeah, A Gingerbread Romance. Yeah, she was like pregnant during filming and I'm like, that's wow.
Oh, really? Because I thought this was filmed in October. So it's not.
And the trivia part on IMDb, it said that she was, pregnant.
Oh, she was. Okay. Well, that explains one of my big complaints about this movie.
Was her
frumpy clothes. Like, they dressed her so frumpy. She looked like a bag lady, and she's a beautiful woman. Like, why did they ever? So I guess if she was trying to hide the baby bump, that makes a little more sense. But I don't know. They didn't pull it off. There's been other ones, like in Christmas Getaway, she was very pregnant. That movie, they pulled that, at least they pulled that one off way better.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but anyway, what were your overall thoughts about this one?
Okay, so with this movie, I watched it twice. Like, I sat down when it was like on the first time and I watched it with my brother and he chatted a lot. Like, he's like,
oh my gosh,
like, because he's not a huge Hallmark fan, but I'm like, please just watch one with me. So he did. And like, I wasn't really into
it. Like, you're really killing the mood here.
Exactly. So after I got over, I went into my room and then I watched it again. I'm like, okay, this is much better than during the first time. But overall, I still didn't. I think I'm just so tired of like a baking type Hallmark movie. I love the cast. I think everybody had, like, the acting was great. I loved all the characters, but it was just like the storyline itself. I'm like, I think it's almost overdone with baking.
Yeah, that's certainly fair. You can't deny that. There is so many. I mean, it was a little bit of a change having these giant gingerbread
houses.
I kind of liked how I thought it was. I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty solid, a little rom-com, classic kind of rom-com. I liked the banter between the two of them a lot.
I would agree with that.
And I liked kind of how they made it, because sometimes these baking competitions, it's like you have one baker versus another baker. But in this case, you had a kind of a left brain thinking person, the architect, and you had the right brain person who is, you know, the baker, the creative, and so you kind of had that sort of back and forth between the two of them, which I thought they did very well. And that kind of dynamic as they were trying to build the house and design the house and kind of what they came up with. And I thought that all worked really well. And overall, I just thought it was really pleasant and sweet and I enjoyed it. I thought, you know, you have like nice things like when he makes her that gingerbread chandelier. Like, that was so fun. I was like, it's probably cardboard, but who cares? It looked really fun. And that was kind of like, that was a fun moment, I thought. And I loved the scene. I mean, maybe it's just dancing is my thing this year. I don't know what it is, but
like that scene, their dancing scene. And then like the security guard comes in. He's like,
Yeah. I loved the song that they had, because a lot of times they have these really weird songs. For some reason, that song just really worked with the kind of dancing.
He's got some moves too.
Yeah. Like, and it was long. A lot of times they don't have these dancing scenes be very long, but it was long. And I thought it was just such a charming scene. I loved it. I'm just really liking these dancing scenes. I, you know, like Northern Christmas. I loved the scene in Majestic Christmas when they're dancing outside the theater.
Yes.
Oh, it was so good. And this was really good. I liked that. And I also liked the fact that he was doing the competition not out of some kind of creative thing or not out of some ego. He was doing it to show his daughter that he could do anything, and that, you know, he could set his mind to things. And I thought that made him really likable.
I love the daughter. Like the first scene where, like, she, you know, when she's asking, you know, for him, you know, for his help, and she just like goes up and she's like, you know, dad, about like being nice or whatever. I can't remember how she said it. Mm-hmm. She was so cute. She's like, hi, I'm Brooke.
Yeah. It was really, she was really cute. And I don't know. I liked his chemistry with her, and just his motivations were really solid. They did a very good job. And also, you know, like he's happy where he's at as far as his career, but he's not taking like a ton of chances. Whereas like she pushes him to take some more chances. So that was a nice dynamic. And I liked the, I don't know, just all the little scenes where they're planning. And I loved Giles Fanton as the competition. He was so funny. He was hilarious with that French lady.
Everywhere. Oh my goodness. He's like in so many movies this year. It's amazing.
Yeah. He was so good. And if you want to see shocking Giles Fanton, you should watch the house on Christmas on, what was it? Christmas on Cherry, Holly Lane or whatever, that was on Up Network. It was scandalous. I was like, Giles.
Oh, man.
Yeah, his character has an affair. I was like,
wow.
Yeah, I was shocked. But but it was actually really a good movie. But this, I thought he was hilarious. Him and that French lady were so good.
I could not understand more than half of what that lady was saying. I was like, wait, rewinding. I'm like, wait, what did she say?
Yeah, that's fair. But I just was kind of like, I didn't really care what she was saying. It was just like, oh, that's catty talk. Whatever she said, she was just being catty. So I didn't really care. But he was really funny. I thought he nailed it. As this like super competitive guy. It was good. And what did you think about the ending? Did you like that they kind of had an airport fake out? Like, you think you're going to get this big scene where they're going to the airport and he's going to stop her, and, you know, like a typical rom-com has, but she stops herself and goes back and ends up. Did you like that?
You know, it wasn't too bad. I mean, I don't have much of an opinion on it. I think like either way, how it would played out would have been fine. But like, if he was to go there, or if she, you know, how she just left the airport, that, okay. I have to say though, like that iPad with the kids drawing, that little kid was like a creepy drawing. Like, did you see it?
Yeah.
In that face? I was like, I'm like, oh my God, that's like scary.
That's true. It is. Yeah, that's true. It was kind of creepy, but I thought it was a little bit unexpected, just a little bit, and I kind of liked it. I know some people were like, what? I didn't like it, but I liked it. But overall, I enjoyed the movie. I would give it, I'm just going to be generous, I'm going to give it 4 crowns.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed it. And I have it at number 21 on my ranking.
That's pretty high. Out of, what was it, 87?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it, okay, probably 2 out of 5. I loved the characters, but it was just, it's the overdone baking thing just kind of bored me.
Yeah.
But I love the cast. Absolutely loved them.
Yeah, I can see that. And like I said, they needed to do a better job hiding your baby bump, because she looked, it was just frustrating because she's so pretty. Like, why is she looking like this bag lady?
Really pretty girl.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, all right. So we're going to talk about Small Town Christmas. And this is, so Nell, a best-selling author, ends up doing book signing in a small town that inspired her books and meeting former coworker Emmett, who told her the stories about the town. He stood her up, and there are still hard feelings that they must work out. And so that's kind of the basic premise. And so this stars Christopher Paloha, who I interviewed and posted last week. So make sure to check that out if you haven't. And he told us on the interview, he told me that that he was channeling Jimmy Stewart in this movie, and that he'd even kind of had a mild affectation to his voice, like done like a little bit of an accent to his voice to sound a little bit like Jimmy Stewart. And I think he nailed it. I think he completely pulled it off. I loved him in this movie. And
he was great.
He was so good. And I just thought this movie was great. I really enjoyed it. What did you think?
I loved it. This is probably my favorite so far this season. Christopher, he does amazing in everything Hallmark. Like, he has not let me down once. Have you ever watched his TV series, Life Unexpected?
Nobody told me about it in the interview, and I was like, okay, I have to watch it.
First experience with him, and I had like the hugest crush on him. I'm like trying to find more, and now that he's like in all this Hallmark stuff, I'm like, yes, the greatest.
Yeah, and we loved Ashley Newbrow in Snowmance last year.
See, I'm not familiar with her. This is the first thing that I've seen with her.
Yeah, Snowmance is very good. And she was great in this. I thought she was really likable and really warm. And I totally understood her point of view. Like, compared to Homegrown Christmas, whereas Victor Webster, I did not understand why he was so bitter. And so holding this grudge.
Yeah.
He'd had like other relationships. He said he'd had other relationships. He had lived his life. Like, I don't understand why he's like carrying around this chip on his shoulder. Whereas in this case, I felt like it was made a little bit more sense because she was just so left out in the like unknown. She didn't know why he didn't call her back. She didn't know why he didn't show up for the date. And it's not that she like hated him. She was very pleasant and nice to him.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, she was fine. She was very, very businesslike. It's just, there was still just that little bit of hurt, which I can totally understand. Whereas I felt like in the other example, he'd been really rude, you know, and you're like, why are you being rude? Anyway, I thought that her behavior made sense. And I thought that, that when you find out that, the reason why that he had left was because of his brother and sister-in-law had been in this accident. Oh, that was really sad. Like, it worked. You really felt for him, and you felt absolutely. For him having to raise this girl. And then he find out that he'd written the letter. Like, when you find out he'd written the letter and that she hadn't received it, it was like, oh no, it was so good.
This was a really, really good movie. I like their chemistry was great. The storyline, I loved it. I loved everything about this movie.
Yeah. And I loved Preston Vanderslice as this corporate guy. I thought that he was really funny. And just the way that he kind of, I don't know, the way he played it was really entertaining. He's like seeing everything kind of fall apart, and he's like, what? You know, what's going on? And there was like a sweetness in him.
Compared to like, what was he? A Mingle All the Way. Like, I can't stand like that character when he plays like that. But yeah, I really liked him in this one.
That's a really good comparison. Cause again, in Mingle All the Way, it's like nonsensical. Why does he care like about all of this? And why does anybody care that she's designed this app? Like, that's stupid. Like, the reveal, it makes no sense. Like, who cares? But in this, like, it makes sense. Like, he's just trying to do his job, and he's you know, at first they seem kind of excited, and so he's excited, and then kind of things go south, and I don't know. He was really fun. The other thing, Hallmark is like obsessed with Kringles. I have to find a Kringle.
I was thinking the same thing.
Because we've had, obviously, a whole movie about Kringles and the Kringle Factory.
Yep.
And then, what was the other one that they were talking about, Kringles?
I was trying to think of when I was watching. I was like, okay, where else have I heard it? Because it was the one with and Daniel Lacey. I was like, okay, I remember that one.
Yeah, that one, for sure. Yeah. And then there was at least one other, and I can't remember what it was, where they were all talking. It was the Cookie Crawl, I think, had Kringles. And But I swear there was more. But anyway, so they have the Kringles, and then here they have a whole Kringle fest. So this is a
oh, great. I love it.
It's really building up the cinematic universe, the Hallmark cinematic universe. That, like, they're all obsessed with Kringles. No wonder that factory was so busy. I mean, with all these Kringles, Christmas with Love, and I thought it was kind of funny when they're like banning crock pots from the potluck, and. Everyone's like, no! What?
Oh my
you're
God.
Ruining, so you're funny. Ruining Christmas. No crackpots. That's
so funny to me. Oh, that's good stuff.
And also, yeah, they're like going to do this new festival. And everybody's like, what? That was great, I thought. And I loved the tree decorating scene in this movie. It was so good.
That was adorable.
Like, how many horrible tree decorating scenes have we seen? This, they actually decorate themselves along with the tree. And it was so good. I loved that. And and you just get, it was kind of slow moving. So I could picture some people thinking this movie was kind of boring because it just kind of gave you little bits, drip, 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 drip.
Right. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. About him and her. But I thought it worked. I enjoyed it. And it worked for me, and I don't know, I just like every little reveal, I was like, oh, that makes sense with their character motivation, and oh, that makes sense with their why they're doing what they're doing. And her book, like, sounded like a legit book that people would read,
right,
to me. I don't know, unlike some books.
You're like, no.
Yeah. I remember in what's it called, the hometown the one with Ryan Pavey, I've already forgotten.
Hope
for Christmas. Yeah. Yes. Hope for Christmas. The book was it was like Mountains and Mistletoe. I was like, that sounds steamy. I want to read that book. But this sounded very, I swear, like it probably should be a Hallmark movie book. Because it sounded legit to me. And like, I don't know if it's the kind of book that people are gonna be like, this is going to be a, you know, like win the Pulitzer or something. They were acting like it had this gravitas that probably, it's probably just a light, fluffy little Christmas book, but hey, who knows?
I loved his bookstore, how it had all those little signs, you know, like, yes. If you're like for this, like with the mystery type thing, you know, they're like, then there's a section with that. I loved it. I'm a huge book nerd. I would love to go into a bookstore just like that.
It was really cute. And I liked how he had the whole shelf just for her and her books. And I also kind of liked that nobody was super rude about the fact she'd written about their town. I was kind of, when the movie started, I was kind of expecting that to have him or somebody be like, how dare you write about us? Like, you know, but there wasn't. Everybody was like, oh, she's here.
I'm excited.
That makes sense. Because that's what it would be in reality. People, I mean, unless you were, I guess, super mean, but most people would be like, oh, I'm so excited. You wrote about us. But yeah, and I thought that the end with him finding her with, like, fixing her tire, and then that whole scene was very swoon-worthy.
I loved it. Like, yeah, she wasn't already gone. Like, yeah, she's like a pothole. Like, yeah. It was just so cute.
Yeah, it was.
Their kiss was pretty mm-hmm. epic too.
Yeah, yeah, it was really good. And the way it like panned out, yeah, it was very good. Yeah, I really liked it. I thought the little girl was super cute. His niece, basically his daughter, and
I love their relationship. They mm-hmm. were really cute together.
Yeah. So I ended up giving this one 4.25 crowns.
I gave it 4 out of 5.
Yeah. And I have it ranked at number 13. So I have it pretty high. This is the winner of this weekend. Some response from different people of our following our Twitter. Of their rankings, And so Waiting in the Pumpkin Patch, he has it Small Town Christmas, number one. He says, I've never felt so positively for a plot hole. Two, Northern Lights of Christmas, Reindeer Rock. Three, Gingerbread Romance, Dance. And four, Entertaining Christmas was meh for me. So Hallmark and Jess, he says, I honestly wasn't really into any of them, but I was also a pretty grumpy Gus this weekend. Really burning out on Gingerbread House competitions. But he says, Small Town Christmas, Northern Lights of Christmas, Gingerbread Christmas, and then Entertaining Christmas. And so
I'd say Small Town Christmas, Northern Lights of Christmas, Gingerbread Romance, and then Entertaining Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good ranking. Yeah, my ranking pretty similar. Small Town Christmas, and then Gingerbread Romance, and then in the Northern Lights, and then Entertaining. So that sounds like we all basically put Small Town as number one because it was so fun.
I loved it.
Yeah. So cool. All right. Well, that was really, really fun. Thank you so much for joining me to talk about these movies. I really had a great time.
Thank you, Rachel, for inviting me to chat with you. I really don't have people to chat about like Hallmark movies with. Like my mom doesn't really watch them.
Oh yeah.
My sister like has an 8-month-old, so she never has time for them anymore. And then like my coworker who I used to chat with these about, I don't work with her anymore. So I'm like, who do I talk to about Hallmark movies? Yay. Thank you, Rachel.
Oh, well, this is, I'm thrilled, and we'll definitely have you on again. And it was so much fun. I feel the same way. Cause none of my family, so they're not into Hallmark movies and they're not really into movies that much. So that's what's great about having a podcast is you can just talk and talk and talk and talk.
Exactly. This has been a lot of fun.
Well, good. I'm so glad. We'll definitely have to do it again soon. And so why don't you tell people, how can people find you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Hallmark_lover. Or you can find me on Letterboxd. And my username is itsashley86.
Great. I'll have that all in the description section. People can definitely make sure you're following her on Twitter and on Letterboxd because it's a lot of fun. I'll put my link for my Letterboxd as well on there if you want to check. I have my ranking on there, which is kind of constantly evolving and changing. It's a really good site. Yeah. Yeah. And add your own rankings and let us all follow each other. It'd be really fun.
Definitely.
So that would be great. And yeah, if you want to follow me, I'm at Rachel's Reviews all over social media and on YouTube and iTunes. Make sure you check that out. I do weekly family movie nights every Monday, picks. So check that out. And make sure you're following the podcast, Hallmarkies Pod, all over everywhere. and please give us your ratings and reviews on iTunes. Really helps us out, more people to find us. And we've been really, really thrilled with what we've been able to get and all the people listening. So thank you so much on iTunes and all the other apps. And yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. We love that too. It's very helpful. And so thanks again. And yeah, we have this week, make sure you check out our interview with Ava Grace Cooper from When Calls of the Heart. Do you watch When Calls the Heart or just the movie?
I watched the first season and then I just had never had time to finish it.
Yeah. Yeah. And Ava is adorable. She is just the cutest little girl. And so I had a lot of fun talking with her. That's the interview for this week. And then on Saturday is when we're going to post our non-Hallmark podcast with me and Amy because she's in the thick of finals this week. So we'll cover that on Saturday. And then we have a really exciting podcast on Thursday that's going to be coming to you guys. This is something I've really been wanting to do for a long time. We are doing an anti-Hallmark podcast on Thursday where me and my friend Sean Chandler and hopefully Amber and my friend Hayden, we are going to be talking Anna and the Apocalypse, the new zombie Christmas musical that is coming out that I love and is amazing.
I've never heard of this. What?
Oh, it's so good. It is rated R, but it's so good. It's this indie, lovely, fun, effervescent, creative zombie Christmas musical. It's so good.
That genius.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. So we're going to cover Anna and the Apocalypse, and we're going to cover Gremlins. So it'll be really fun, and I'm very much looking forward to something just to switch it up for one podcast. So that's coming on Thursday. Definitely check that out. And if you can go see Anna and the Apocalypse, definitely, if it's in your neighborhood, check it out if you can handle some R-rated material. And Gremlins is just so fun. So we're going to have really fun with that. I'm really excited because Sean Chandler is one of my really good friends, and it should just be great. So that's coming up this week. And then we have 5 movies this weekend. Holy cow. They went and added a new one last week.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Drew Seeley and Chelsea
Kane.
Yes.
I was like, are you trying to kill me? I think they are. I think they are literally trying to kill me. but thankfully, we have had some help with the live tweeting because Georgia and Amy have been helping us, and they have been amazing help. This weekend, we have Christmas for the Books on Thursday. That's the new one. And then we have Christmas at Grand Valley, finally on Friday. That thing has been moving around a ton.
Yeah, it's a couple different times it's moved.
Yeah, and changed networks. And then on Saturday, we have Jingle Around the Clock and Christmas Bells Are Ringing. And Sunday, Christmas Made to Order. So it's gonna be fun. Next week, we're going to have the All the Feels girls on our podcast. And we're also going to be covering When Calls the Heart movie. So, and it's going to be Christmas. So it's going to be great. So much fun. And so lots of stuff to look forward to. Just let us know your comments, what you thought of all these movies, how you would rank them. And what you thought of some of the things we said. We'd love to hear on Twitter or in the comment section or wherever. Let us know. That would be really fun. And thanks again, Ashley. This was great.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed talking with you. So, all right, guys, Merry Christmas, and we will talk again soon. Bye.
Merry Christmas.